The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to December of 1998.
Yes, the holiday bells and the University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors and guests in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your holiday host, Kathy Bush, and today we have our regulars back with us. From the Department of Philosophy, Professor Beth Oljar.
Merry Christmas, Kathy.
Merry Christmas and happy B-Day to you. And next to Beth, from the Department of History, Dr. Greg Sumner.
This is Boxing Day?
Boxing Day.
I'm king of the world.
Oh,
you could have been
boxing.
A contender. Yeah.
No, not my night.
That's it. Not your night. Chala. Okay. And next to Greg from the Department of Mathematics and Computer Sciences, Professor Dan Maggio.
Happy holiday.
How are things in Erie, Dan?
Things in Erie were wonderful.
Okay.
Have things changed much in Erie?
No, things never change.
That's
in
Dan's
Erie.
Hometown. Erie, PA.
It's like a trip to the past.
Poodle haircuts are still in, and they're still listening to Journey on the Radio.
Okay.
That big stadium rock. That's what we like.
Okay. To my right, from the Department of History, Professor Roy Finkenbein.
Partridge in a pear tree to give you.
All right. And some lords a-leaping back at you, Roy. And between Roy and Dan, again, our ghost of Christmas past, Professor Edwin DeWint.
They won't let me out of here.
Right. Lock the
door. Locked.
Stop it. Stop it.
DeWint is in the building.
Yes. So welcome back to the show where you send in questions, and we hope that we can answer them. And I'm very happy to report that we have 12 email sets of questions that have arrived.
Wow.
It's not from Holly Snow, but from Timothy P. O'Neill of Bay City, Michigan, who writes, Dear Ask the Professor, here are my annual Christmas questions.
If there's any snow up there.
Oh, I'm sure there's lots of snow in good old Bay City.
What would your dad say? There's snow up to your
We will just go past that anatomy and physiology lesson, indeed. He wants us to get 76% of these questions correct.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 76.
All right, Dan, you
no, but Mr. Maggio is going to be keeping track with his happy 76%. Calculator. And most of these questions come from the Tis the Season Christmas Trivia Game.
Ah,
so have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Sincerely, Timothy P. O'Neill. So let's rock, as they say.
Yeah.
First question, who wrote the song The Most Wonderful Day of the Year?
Andy Williams.
He sang it.
Paul Anka.
He sang it. the last name is something that we'll be handing in.
Grades.
Well, another term for grades.
Pack.
Pretty soon.
Marks.
Marks. Okay.
Marks.
Is
Carl.
The last name. No.
Groucho.
Groucho.
Groucho wrote it?
No.
No, that's not.
That's a different one.
Okay, you got the last name. We're going with that.
All right.
It's Johnny Marks.
Johnny Marks.
Oh. Okay. Hmm. Okay. Now, only one answer between us, we are told here. What day of the week was it once considered to be lucky for Christmas Day to fall upon?
Sunday.
Yes. Hmm. How did you know that, Professor Maggio?
Well, because that's religious.
There we go.
There's your religious day for
that's
you.
That's good.
There's a theological
that's right.
basis for that.
I'm not just
right.
good at math.
Should be Tuesday,
I know my religion.
As right. you bet. You can't beat a cathedral prep education.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Yes. If there are any cathedral prep graduates out there from Erie, Pennsylvania, I would love to hear from you.
All right.
Please email me, and I might get back to you next year.
Okay. Yeah. There you,
you can
go.
Access the emails.
Where do we get the X for Xmas or Christmas from?
Symbol for Christ.
Greek.
Well, yes, actually, it's he writes here that it's actually, he said it. They took the symbol from the cross and changed it to the letter X to disguise it from the Roman and local Greek officials so that Christians could openly communicate with each other.
That's,
well,
that's
those officials were dumb.
Okay, and that's why I thought I was going to read the answer.
What are these notes about?
What is this? Uh-huh. He does note that later the Pope also approved of the X in Xmas. Yes, indeed.
Sure.
So we're going to mark that one right. So how are we doing so far, Professor Maggio?
Are we at
100%?
There we go.
That's
good
to tell for.
There you go.
Even I can figure that out.
All right. Okay.
Let's miss one. And just
now, I don't know. Mr. O'Neill seems to be a little upset. He's asking again, only one answer between us.
He's starting to get strident here.
That's right. Mm-hmm. What evergreen tree is the least desirable Christmas tree?
The last one on the lot?
Douglas fir.
No, I thought Douglas fir.
Not a noble.
No.
I don't know any.
The rest of you are Midwesterners. What do you know from Evergreen?
But you come from the Pacific.
Okay. I have one in my backyard.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be a... No, not a blue spruce.
That's what it's claimed here.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's claimed here.
I buy one every year.
Thank
They're
you.
The best for Christmas.
Exactly. Huh. I agree. I agree. So
Douglas firs are very nice, too.
I wonder what's wrong with them.
No
what's
kidding.
Wrong with them?
I don't know. There's no explanation
They're
given
expensive.
Here.
Oh,
that's
they are very expensive.
That's enough right there.
Yeah, yeah. But that doesn't make it a least desirable tree.
Yeah, I will have to.
We're
they
disagreeing.
Shed a lot.
And
should
what
they...
percentage are we at now, Mr. Maggio?
I think 100%.
There we go. All right.
Except we're violating the one answer between us dictum.
That's
here.
Right. We're going to
keep. We are one.
I
we
only
are
answered one. Once. Though.
Okay. What does Mary Kurasuma, Kurasuma Su mean? Merry Kurasuma Subi.
I know, but I can't
Merry
say.
Merry Christmas in Japanese.
There we go.
Oh.
Did we impose Christmas on them
they
out of the war?
Did. Occupied Japan.
Douglas MacArthur
yes,
says.
Exactly.
Uncle Doug.
Force and Christmas. Hey.
Well, and here's a special question for Dr. DeWin. In the film It's a Wonderful Life.
Which you've seen how many times?
Nine?
I've never seen it.
What is the name of the main good guy character?
I have no idea.
I know his first name.
What's his first name, then, Dr. Sumner?
George.
George is the first name. And the last name,
I hate
see.
That movie.
I know.
I've never seen it.
I've seen it once, and that was a movie.
I think by the time I got
this
around to saying about
it. Bailey. That's
Bailey.
George Bailey.
Oh,
it had been
okay.
on so many times, I just was so annoyed with
I
it.
I like
and
the
I've
town.
I actually never sat
okay,
down.
Okay, well, what was the name of that town? What was it changed to during that
Smallville.
Time?
Smallville.
No, it's...
Hooterville.
Foxtown.
This is a place where indigents are buried, people without money. It's called Blankfield.
Potters.
So Potters...
Potter's Grove.
Pottersville.
After the wealthy,
yes.
evil...
Curmudgeon.
There's only one
good.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only one good Christmas movie, and that's Holiday Inn.
With
Bing Crosby.
Yeah. And Vera Lynn.
I beg to differ because
Die
Hard is
Ellen,
really
that's
good.
Right. So whatever happened to Vera Ellen?
You know, I don't know, but she could dance.
Yeah, she could.
She had legs. Did not quit.
Yeah.
What was the name of the town where George Bailey grew up?
Whoville.
Whoville. We're fixating on a little Seussville here today.
Racine.
It's
Bad Axe.
It could have been. It could
Before
have been.
Before they had a Walmart.
We'll give you a hint. The last name is Falls. The first name would be?
Wichita.
Beaver Falls.
Bishop's Falls.
It begins with a B.
Oh, okay.
The last syllable is a Bingham famous Falls. Car manufacturer what? Here in the Detroit
Ford?
Area.
Ford. Bessemer
Buford?
Falls.
Bedford.
That's it. Bedford Falls. Okay.
Isn't that Lizzie Borden territory?
That's Fall River.
That's Fall River.
Yeah,
Fall River.
Okay.
Did she do it?
Oh,
guilty as sin.
Yeah.
Yes.
She and OJ.
Lizzie Borden took an axe.
Gave her mother 40
whacks. That's right. When she saw what she had done.
She gave her father 41.
41, indeed. Okay.
Elizabeth Montgomery was like so creepy in that movie, though. Have you seen that?
Yes, I did, and she was very unlike herself in Bewitched.
That's right.
You're correct. I mean, it was a bit frightening.
No,
although I wish she had axed
action,
her, Darren. She killed but either one of them.
She did. That's why they had to make the quick switch.
Dick
That's
York
happened.
Was gone. Dick Sargent was in.
There you go. What song is most often sung, Christmas song, sung in Latin?
Adeste Fidelis.
Yeah,
Come All Ye Faithful. Yeah. Okay. And who sings the most popular version of Feliz Navidad?
Jose Feliciano.
Yes. Very famous.
Who did the definitive version of the Star Spangled Banner at Tiger
That's
State.
Right. That's right.
Indeed.
In the World
same
Series.
Individual.
Your father.
No. This definitive version
that.
Of the Star Spangled Banner was Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
In 1996.
Roseanne.
Oh, there we go. Really? Yeah, that was.
That smoked when Marvin Gaye did it. I mean.
You like that?
Oh, man.
Well, unfortunately, I was watching the game with a traditionalist.
yes,
thank you. There was much moaning and gnashing of teeth.
They didn't play
that
it that way in Korea.
That's right. He was very upset about that one. Or at Catholic Central. They didn't play it that way either.
Yeah. When Roseanne sang?
Oh,
that
was
offensive. Did your dad react to that at Roseanne's?
Yes, he
it was
surely
offensive.
Did.
What were some of the words he used?
I think the FCC covers most of those words. So.
We'll lose what stations
That's
we
whatever
have.
Whatever ones we have, we're going to be barred
Good
for
your
life.
Dad, I agree with
you.
Him.
Bet. What annual Christmas special always featured Claudine Longet as a guest star? Oh, no, a little earlier than Kathy
Lee.
Yeah,
Perry Como's, wasn't it?
Andy Williams.
Andy Williams.
Andy Williams, of course, that's right.
Because that was.
Yes. Probably the only place they'd let her out of jail to go. So
right. Spider Savage.
Really? Guy killed? That's yes, right. He was a specialist. When yeah. Scrooge was a young man, who was he apprenticed to?
Bill Gates.
It wasn't Marley, was it?
No, not Marley. No.
Marley was a partner.
Yeah, the first syllable is a small hat worn by Shriners and Middle Easterners.
Fez.
Okay, and the last is something that Ava Gabor sells.
Wigs.
That's right. So put it together.
Fezwig.
There you go. Fezwig. Okay.
That's such a Dickens name.
Isn't it? Yes. Fezwig. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You know. What is the main dish that is served for Christmas Eve dinner in Finland?
That would be cod.
Christmas cod.
Yes, it is. Herring. It is codfish.
Yeah. Oh,
it is codfish.
Oh, man. In Seattle, there's an area of Seattle called Ballard where a lot of people of Swedish descent have settled. Ufda.
Oof.
Saying that, I mean, they had like lutefisk festivals, big lutefisk celebrations, and people actually ate it.
Well, whatever floats your boat. Yeah, really.
And you had to drive around with your seatbelt buckle hanging out of the car. That was another thing you did in Ballard.
Really?
Huh?
Okay.
Not for any particular reason.
I mean, it didn't really have to do with being Swedish, but they all have these. But there are a lot of bumper stickers that woof da.
Hunk of Born
to be wild. No, because they drove like 7 miles an hour.
With their seatbelts hanging out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking for Ballard adventure. Way.
Okay.
And my sister lives there now.
Do you watch the Kathy Lee Christmas special now?
I got to admit, I've missed it.
I've never seen it.
She has her kids on there, Cody and
Cassidy.
Cassidy.
I missed the Andy Williams.
Frank wasn't on it last year.
Did she finish the show with Stand By Your Man?
It's I Saw Santa. What was it? I Saw Santa Kissing Mama.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
What 1943 song made GIs really homesick?
No. Wait a minute. I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Yes, which is I Defy Anyone. That's a 4 hanky rating.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
that's a heartbreaker right there.
Yeah.
Who portrayed Susan in the first film version of Miracle on 34th Street?
Was it Natalie
Wood? Yes, it was Natalie Wood.
That's right.
It was indeed.
That's right.
Also in that movie, how does Susan, her mother, and her boyfriend, I guess they mean the mother's boyfriend, know that their dream house was their Christmas present from Chris?
He's left the cane.
Yes, he left the cane behind. Okay. How many freckles does Santa Claus have?
None.
That's right, indeed. He has dimples. Okay. We are told.
Does he use special skincare?
Those aren't mutually exclusive, so.
Well, I don't write them, Dan. I just read them, okay? And how are we doing, Professor Maggio?
100%.
It's 100%. Okay.
I'm working hard over here.
What carol was originally titled Hark, How All the Welkin Rings?
That's Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
How All the Welkin Rings?
Yes.
Dr. DeWitt, I'm sure, could explain the derivative of that.
Spare us.
Let's try this.
Hark, how all the welkin rings.
Sounds like Barbara Walters.
That's really. What does the 12th night actually mean?
It's the 12th night after Epiphany.
It is Epiphany.
It is a feast day known to Canadians as Little Christmas. That's
anybody right. going to Christmas City in Hendersonville, Kentucky this
season?
Oh, my
gosh, no.
Is it Kentucky or Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Yeah.
It's also when the Greek Orthodox celebrate Christmas.
Yes, on their calendar.
Right.
Yes, Gary Garrett, we always wish him a happy Christmas that day.
Do you have Christmas tree pickup in your neighborhood? What's the trash procedure there?
Well, we cannot take down our tree until after Little Christmas.
Oh,
that is a family tradition.
And then you can put it in front or what?
Yes. And it is watched and stalked as they take it away. Okay.
What part of Detroit do you live in?
In Northwest.
They don't do that in my part
really?
Of Detroit.
Really? Yeah, there's a truck that comes around and throws all of the dried out limbs.
My gosh.
Her father is a trash fanatic.
Oh,
it has to be picked up and
all right.
Yeah, it has to be done
times
that way.
It.
Then they get put through that wood chipper in Fargo.
Can we name the three wise men or kings from the east?
Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar.
There we go.
Very good.
And Shem.
Okay.
We're not going to let this one go.
No. Now, how many here have seen the TV show Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Oh, except, well, yes.
Burl Ives?
Yes, with Burl Ives. Okay.
It made me, I couldn't watch it when I was...
When you were small?
Because I got so upset when they were mean to him.
Oh, well...
And I ran crying out of the room.
Oh, while we talk about childhood trauma, let's take a break.
You're listening to a special Ask the Professor Christmas Encore presentation from December of 1998, featuring the late Professor Kathy Bush as the moderator. We'll return to the second half of this episode in a moment, but first, let's travel back in the ATP archives even further to these memories from Christmas of 1984. It's an Ask the Professor flashback. The University of Detroit Sleigh Bell Orchestra brings us Ask the Professor. I'm your host on this Christmas program, Edwin DeWint, and today we have all of our regular panelists with us, gathered around the Christmas tree. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Sure. I mean, it's a great pleasure to be here, as always, and the top of the season to you all.
All right. On his
George
right,
is opening all his presents.
I know it. That's his trouble.
Well, I mean, here we are.
Can't you wait?
The very day.
It's so greedy.
And we're on the radio.
I know.
You want me to have my mind focused?
Well.
I can't do that.
Visions of sugar plums.
Today.
That was Robert O'Neill from the Department of Psychology. And to his right, from the Department of History, looking very elfin, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Who wrote that?
Oh, we're not into the
questions. No, not in the questions yet. No. And on her...
Most of the questions you hear on this program are asked by our listeners.
And on Sarah's right, my left, from the Department of Political Science, Professor John Klemanski.
Hello, ho, ho, Edwin.
Oh, clever. Our first set of questions are sent in from Neil Rifkin of Livonia, Michigan. Christmas-type questions.
Oh, good.
He says, I'll give you a country's name for Christmas, and you give me the country.
Okay.
Sweden.
Noel.
France.
That's right. Yule.
Jule, mm-hmm. Sweden?
No.
Norway?
No.
England?
Well, it's part of that.
Scotland?
Yes, Scotland, yes. Weihnachten?
Germany.
That's right. And
that
Navidad?
Sounds German.
Spain?
That's right.
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's ask it again.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
George.
Just a little musical interlude here.
We're back with questions from Timothy P. O'Neill of Bay City, Michigan, all centering around the lovely holiday of Christmas.
I think I've seen it since then.
And we were talking about the cartoon, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and the question here is, what does Clarice say to Rudolph that makes him so excited that he outflew everyone, all the other reindeer?
Shine your nose for me, baby.
I thought it was cute.
That's it.
They're cute.
How many times have you seen this?
I have four children.
We've
so
obviously
many,
needed
many
a
times.
Parent on this show. Yes.
That's right.
Known as the Beatrix Potter phenomenon.
Ah, although, yes. I own How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So.
Okay.
I like that story.
Who played the ancient elf in Santa Claus, the movie?
George Jessel.
No, good guess.
George Burns.
No, this would be another kind of older actor. He was in the Rocky movies.
Burgess Meredith.
That's Meredith. Burgess Meredith. And, yes, played on Batman, too, yes.
The only only Santa Claus movie I know is Santa Claus Conquers the Martians that's been done on MST3K.
Okay.
Does that involve Abbott and Costello?
No. It's indescribable.
Wow. Sure,
it just sounds so good.
Was Michael Landon in that?
No, he wasn't.
Oh,
is that on that list they put out of the 10 worst Hollywood
movies? I think
movies
it is.
It should be.
I
think there's actually a brief appearance in it by a very young Pia Zadora.
Yeah.
I think she's about 12 or something. And,
ooh.
There's a talent.
Ooh, there we go. Wow.
Unappreciated.
Indeed. In France, who is their version of Santa Claus?
Charles de Gaulle.
Pierre Noël. Oh, that's right. Okay. That's right. Father Christmas, yeah.
Let's see. What happened to Pope Gregory VII while he was saying a Christmas Mass?
He died.
Henry IV stood in a snowdrift outside saying... I'm here.
No, this is something very bizarre to happen to a pope.
That was pretty bizarre.
Yes, but this is something that usually is referred to children.
He wet his pants?
No.
Oh, well.
No, this would be a Robert Louis Stevenson title as well.
Kidnapped.
Yes, he was kidnapped.
Off the altar?
Does not say from where. But this is...
That is really rude.
I know what they're talking about. Yes,
really?
I
do?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Expand on that?
Yeah, yeah. It was the Normans grabbed him.
Okay.
He wasn't really kidnapped. It was a deal.
It was a deal.
It was a deal because the Germans were coming to get him, and so the Normans came in to rescue him.
Oh.
And they just kind of grabbed him and bundled him off and ended up in the south.
So he was standing there saying mass, and just a group of guys walked in, grabbed him, ran off?
Yeah, the Normans did that.
Boy, pretty short sermon that day. Okay.
This wasn't the vacation in Avignon.
Oh, no, that's a couple hundred years later. Yeah,
okay.
This is the German emperor was coming down, and so they got him out of there fast. And,
woohoo!
And then he sat there whining until he died. You know, it's all a waste of time. Nothing got done. I didn't accomplish anything.
Didn't even get to finish mass.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
Who starred in the 1934 movie March of the Wooden Soldiers? And it's not the Stooges. Okay.
Frederick Forrest.
It's a comedy duo.
Abbott and Costello.
No, another one.
Laurel and Hardy.
Laurel and Hardy. Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
One of Edwin's favorites.
Oh.
There's a film festival this weekend at the Redford Theater. Oh, you don't really like Laurel and Hardy.
I hate Laurel and Hardy. Okay. I think they are evil. They're absolutely evil.
Evil.
I'm sorry, Ollie.
What Lord Protector of England banned Christmas?
Oliver Cromwell.
Yes. I don't know if I can read all the words. Mr. O'Neill has an editorial comment that he raped Ireland and his treatment of the Irish rivaled that of Hitler's of the Jews.
Not quite.
Well, that's what he's claiming here.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay.
O'Neill? Was that the...
Yes, might have something to do with
it.
Okay.
Well, and Edwin probably thinks there is no worse thing one could do, so...
That's right.
Irish, so.
That's right.
According to Irish tradition, how can you help guide the Holy Family to shelter on Christmas Eve?
Put a candle in there.
Give them a drink.
Yeah.
After they come in.
Put a bottle in the middle of the snow.
There you go. You put a candle in the
booze
window.
Booze and cookies up for Santa Claus.
And in Ireland, the Feast of the Epiphany is known as... This has been answered already, because it's also known as that in Canada.
Little Christmas.
That's right, it's Little Christmas.
How we doing?
I think we're still at 100%. I don't think we've missed one, have
we? These grades that are easy to calculate, don't you love them?
That's how many questions are there?
Many. Let's see. What happened on Christmas Day 1941, a very sad day for the British in Asia?
Oh, was that the
Japanese took over?
It was not Singapore, but the other big colony.
Hong Kong.
Yep.
Hong Kong had to
surrender to the Japanese, lowering that Union Jack.
Very bad business, that.
Bad. It wasn't cricket. All right.
Time for tea.
Yes.
Bridge on the River Kwai, you know.
In Austria, what is served as the main course for Christmas dinner?
Wiener schnitzel?
Anschluss
und Nudels. No.
Depend whose house you go to.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
But this would be a fish that we in the Midwest would consider a scavenger type fish.
Catfish.
Flounder. No.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No. It rhymes with harp.
Carp.
I wonder if that's true.
It's a bottom feeder.
It is a bottom feeder.
It's like other lawyers.
Aren't carp and whitefish what are the two most common fish in gefilte fish?
Yes.
I think they are.
We'll try to hold that percentage.
Yeah, we want to keep that percentage going for you. Okay. In a terrible remake of It's a Wonderful Life.
They did?
That starred Marlo Thomas.
Enough said there.
Okay. What was this
girl,
remake?
Donald.
What was this remake called?
That girl
gets another chance.
Special guest star Phil Donahue.
No. He makes a claim here that it's one of the worst Christmas movies ever made.
It's quite a statement.
It's sort of like the film with Claudette Colbert and Clark Gable.
It happened one night.
It happened one
Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Has anybody ever seen this? I've not seen it.
I think they burned the negative.
I'm guessing the angel comes And it shows what the town would have been like if she would not have existed, and they found that there was no difference.
There you go.
Danny Thomas was sad.
Now, and Edwin, I think you brought this up. What really dumb Christmas movie starred a very young Pia Zadora?
Yes, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Yes. Wait a minute,
what's the plot of that anyway?
Yes, the Martians have a plan to kidnap Santa Claus.
Now, Timothy
Santa
notes
Claus
here.
Fights back.
Good saying, special effects?
No.
No. He says he would rather watch this than Marlo Thomas's movie,
well,
however.
I think he's wise. Okay. I think he's wise. And especially the MST3K version, which, you know, comes with editorial comments. I'll leave it out for you this Christmas.
Please do. Yes. I can't wait now. Maybe I could show it to my class. Yes. Hey, there we go. What famous bodybuilder died on Christmas Eve of 1972?
Charles Atlas.
Charles Atlas.
Charles Atlas, okay.
Yep.
He was lifting the tree. Strained his... groan.
He had a groan injury. As they, in the Thumb of Michigan on a certain radio station, they were reading about hockey news, and my father was listening, and the commentator reported that Sergei Fedorov was suffering from a groan injury.
And you know how painful
the two go hand in hand.
Yeah, but I thought, my goodness. No! Indeed. Okay. In the made-for-TV colorized version... of A Miracle on 34th Street, who played the employee that Chris attacked and later took Chris to court?
Jane Fonda.
No, this would be an actor who died recently, a friend of Elizabeth Taylor's and starred
Roddy McDowell.
Yeah, Roddy McDowell.
Okay.
And
Roddy die of?
Of cancer.
He liked him.
Yes, yeah. Very much
and
so.
And a very talented photographer also.
Who portrayed a young Marley in the 1951 version of A Christmas Carol? This is a British actor, probably best known for a series that many of us enjoyed, The Avengers.
Oh, John Steed.
Yeah.
Patrick.
That would have been the Alistair Sim version, wouldn't it?
Yes, 51? That would have been 51.
Yeah.
What Christmas cartoon did Jim Backus, Maury Amsterdam,
Magoo.
Yes, and Jack Cassidy provide the voices for?
Let's make fun of the visually impaired
there
Mr.
We go.
Magoo.
Yes, indeed.
Like Mr. Magoo's Christmas.
Yes.
So we're going to have to stop here with our questions for Mr. O'Neill, but let me thank our panelists, Professor Finkenbein.
Oh, I'm looking forward to a new year of
indeed.
This.
Professor DeWint.
Thank you very much.
Professor Sumner. Professor Holjar.
Happy New Year.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit Mercy's Merry Christmas McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Karen Dewar. Our technical director is Michael Jason. And our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. I'm your host, Kathy Bush. Merry Happy Holidays.
And I'm Michael Jason. Thank you for listening to this special encore presentation of Ask the Professor from Christmas of 1998. With special memories of the late Professor Kathy Bush. We hope that you join us again next week and throughout the year ahead. From all of us at Ask the Professor, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.